What up, Grizz family? Welcome to the Grizz 901 postgame show. I am your host, not Daniel Greer. So lucky you guys, you get me. And you know why? You know why you're lucky? Because when Daniel doesn't show up, it's a dub. It is a tradition at this point. When Daniel doesn't show up to the show, he's not supposed to be here. Grizz get a win. But it is true the Grizzlies break the winning streak. They stop it at 9, so get nowhere close to the poor Pistons record this year, which I think we all had in the back of our heads. But they don't get close to that. They win. Dylan Brooks, who never wanted to lose to the Grizzlies again in his career, couldn't make it past Valentine's Day of his first year gone. So the Grizz get the win tonight. We're going to be here. We're going to talk about that. We only got one more game before the All-Star break. We'll make sure we'll hit on the Bucks. We're going to talk about some of the new guys tonight. There is some drama possibly on Grizz Twitter. It relates to what we saw tonight. We may hit on that too. But all in all, great game, great time. But I'm not here alone, guys. I'm not here alone. Daniel abandoned me, but we got a guy who personally loves to imitate me. And you know what they say, imitation is the highest form of flattery. So I'm going to go ahead and bring him in. And
whoa, I get the full screen by myself?
No,
let's go.
I didn't want to do that to you for a second.
Let's go. I get the full screen.
No read for you tonight. Oh, I did the Daniel. I see how it happens now.
Yeah, now you see how it happens.
The music loops. Yeah. I get it.
The music just keeps looping. But basically what you're saying is Dylan Brooks couldn't get past Lamar mother effing Stevens is what you're trying to say, right?
Best I can tell, no one can get past Lamar mother effing Stevens.
Let's go.
The dude is an animal. He's locking up Zion.
Yeah.
Jim Goon. Yeah. Dylan, who we got. We got the vintage Dylan. At the end of the game, jacking up like 5 threes in a row and missing them all.
So behind the fourth wall, we were on here before we started the show, and Nate was like, just keep jacking up those threes. Like, just loving it, man. Like, we love when we see Dylan jacking those threes like that.
Dude, it was awesome. It was super awesome. I know, like, there's a part of me that will always love Dylan Brooks. I was one of those who said we always should appreciate what he did for the city, what he did for the team. But man, it was sweet seeing him miss those threes in a different jersey. God, it was awesome seeing him miss it. But
it
hey,
was nice.
We already got people filling up the comment section after the wind drought. I love to see it. Is it? I don't know if it's Etha or Etha Jeffa P. I think it's Etha Jeffa because I like that.
That's a dope. And your avatar is pretty baller too. By the way,
everything about it's awesome, including the comment. We was not about to get swept by the Rockets.
No,
we weren't. No, like I said, Dylan couldn't make it past his first year playing. Like I said last time, Jaren Jackson in the hustle shuffle. So shout out to that. Wayne, shout out to Wayne. It is an upgrade. Glad you're here. My guy. There he is. Dak Daniels. I knew someone would appreciate the Obi-Wan Kenobi quote in there. But keep pinning it up. Keep throwing up that comment section. I see goons in there. It's going to be a good goon night. I already know we're going to get into later in the show, but keep filling it up. And before we get anywhere, I have to say this because I'm a forgetful fella. Make sure to remember this is brought to you by Streetcars of Memphis. Streetcars of Memphis, regular maintenance to your cars, plus all modifications from speakers and lights to lifts and wheels. They can modify them all. For this month, use code Grizz901 and receive a $55 regular oil change or $65 for full synthetic oil change. If you're like me and you're not a man's man, you don't change your oil, you know that's a good deal. That's an oil change at cost and huge savings taking place at Streetcars of Memphis. Check them out at 901scm.com or call 901-323-3332 to schedule your oil change, maintenance, or customization service today. Seriously, make sure you hit them up. They are sponsoring a comment section, which is what makes the show.
Yeah, hit them up with the Grizz 901, the code, and you can actually get a $55, $65 oil change at cost from them. Great stuff, man. These guys are awesome. Born and raised in Memphis. Love those dudes, man. They're good guys over there.
Yep. They're awesome dudes, and we love them. You love them. We're glad that we're here. But with that, I get to pull all the Daniel stuff tonight to Kenny, who doesn't have his wreath and lights. Neither one of us do tonight. But Kenny, off the top rope, tell me what you thought about that win. It's your turn tonight.
Man, it was just good. I do have a question. In your opening monologue, you talked about the Grizzlies breaking the streak before they hit the Detroit Pistons unlucky number. Was that a thing? Were people talking about that?
No, but let me tell you, once they lost 9 in a row and I saw Jaren look like he wanted to be in a different world, I was like, uh-oh. I was like, uh-oh. 9 in a row is a lot.
9 in a row is a lot, but could you imagine Grizzlies Twitter if it had gotten to 23 in a row, 27 in a row, whatever? What was the Detroit? Was it 27
for them? We would have been having to call the authorities if it got up to that. I think they got to 22. Let me look that up. That's a good number. Actually, no, I'm not going to look it up. Chat, somebody let us know. What was that number at? I think it was 22, but let us know.
I think the record was 22, and I think they got to like 24 or something like that. But anyway, I mean, obviously, man, like, I think most Grizzlies fans, most of us understand that this is not, that the rest of the season is not about. Amanda McGee said 28, bro.
Ooh, did it really?
Is that real?
Okay, maybe I shouldn't have been as worried.
There would have been multiple life insurances bought if the Grizzlies had made it to 28 straight losses, man.
Listen, we're going to get into some of that because there's quite the argument about Dylan versus Vince on in the Grizzlies community. I'm not sure we should call that the Grizzlies community, frankly, the way it went down. But it did apply tonight because I think we got a little taste of the Dylan experience. But outside of Dylan, outside of everything else, there's a lot of good stuff to happen tonight. What stood out the most to you?
Gigi Jackson. Obviously, I mean, Gigi's just such, I mean, I said this with Daniel the last time we were on, or last time I was on the show, that this is all an appetizer for the main course for me this season. What he's doing right now is just the appetizer for the main course. And so the fact that he is doing what he's doing consistently, right? Like, does Gigi have off games? Yes, he's the youngest player in the entire league right now. But it's the way in which he... it's the way in which he produces for this team, not just on the offensive side of the ball, but on the defensive side too. What did he have? How many blocks did he have today? He had, let me look at the stats real quick. He had, I need to get full stats up. This is why I shouldn't do this on my phone.
I got it for you.
You got it?
Yeah, he had three total.
He had three blocks, right? One of them was on Dylan, I think. And it's just like it's the way that he is able to impact the game, but not impact it in such a way where one of the beautiful things about basketball is when you're able to impact the game without killing the game. Does that make sense? Like, where you're able to, instead of slowing the rock, you don't want to be a ball stopper. You don't want to be a guy, a black hole who gets the ball and everything stops and all right. This. And that's what I see with Gigi's game at such a young age, is his ability to, within the flow of the offense, within the flow of the defense, be able to produce in ways that is just, I mean, dude, he's 19, man. He shouldn't be doing this right now. He should be in the draft right now. And the Grizzlies have him getting meaningful minutes.
Well, and he's got a feel for the game. Like, all the defensive stuff is all instinct. That is all instinct right now. He hadn't been in the league long enough to have all the veteran tips and tricks. He just feels the game, which is the opposite. I mean, and I know we can pick on guys a lot. I'm not trying to do it, but honestly, it's what opposite of what we've seen from, like, Isaiah Williams.
Right.
It's right. Like, and that's the part where, like, man, if he just had that, maybe things could be different. Well, Gigi does have that.
Gigi has it in spades, bro, in spades.
Oh, my God. And he shows it night in and night out. And I know he had that block on Dylan, and then he almost a couple minutes later hit a little step back three on him. I was like, if he hits that.
No, I think the block on Dylan, then he came down, he had a wide open alley that they missed to him.
Oh, no, and no, it was like, exactly what you're talking about.
And it was like, oh, my God, could you imagine it? It would have been like the Darrell Arthur play all over again, that block and then running down and boom, like that kind of stuff. Like, it's that level of – there is just so much in him. And I get to produce Anthony Sane's show with him every single week, twice a week. And I've brought it up to him off the air before, and he has shot me down very, very quickly. But, dog, I see so much Paul George in his game. I see so much Paul George. Paul George is one of the slickest dudes in the game with his dribble, with his handles and all that kind of stuff. But, man, like, that savviness and what he does on the court, especially now that he's really making an emphasis on getting the ball to the basket, is just, God, dog, like, he's so freaking talented.
Well, there's so much, and it's one of those where I think if he got drafted this year, it'd be looked at a little bit differently because he'd be a top five draft pick this year. I mean,
easily,
pretty well set in stone. The fact that he came in last year, though, and he was, what, the 45th pick in the draft, is that right? You just don't expect that. But honestly, you have any kind of rookie come out there, you just don't expect to see that with his game. Like, you don't expect to see him just comfortably take the ball to the basket, challenge guys, and stay completely under control. He never is out of control, right? I shouldn't say never. He can get out of control. Everybody can get out of control. But rarely is he out of control. He always looks comfortable, like he knows what he's doing. And it's been awesome. That is a bold statement.
That's a bold statement, Chris. But you got
Desmond Bane.
And Jaren. I mean, like, come on, man. Like, I get Chris. I love Chris. But that's a bold statement. But it, you know, hey, your lips to God's ears, man. If it happens, it happens. Let's go. But
here's one of the biggest things, though. And I saw, I think Dak said this, too.
Yeah.
But the defense, man. Because it's been in the past, you had Steven Adams, who could kind of anchor your defense.
Yeah.
But once Jaren went out of the game, it's like, all right.
What do we do here?
You know, you had Dylan, who is still a really good defender, despite what people might want to say. But, dude, at this point, you go to the bench, you got two great defenders coming off the bench right now in Vince and Gigi.
Yeah.
Again, talking about healthy roster.
Yeah.
That's a huge game changer for the team. And they can actually hit shots and they can create. Like, the Grizzlies fell into an amazing wing situation after all the struggles we've had. Here it is.
And got them for cheap for the next 4 years, bro. Like, got them signed for cheap. And it's like, it's crazy. I do think we do need to discuss a little bit as we're sticking on the GG situation for a little bit. So we've seen a maturity of his on the court that is pretty spectacular at 19 years old. We've seen some immaturity. It came out in an interview that he did the other day after he scored 27 points, I guess, against, was it Charlotte that I think he did that against? I can't remember the actual game. But he came out and he said he had been fined 4 times by the Grizzlies already. And then it was announced that he had been suspended. He was suspended for the last game. And nobody knows really. Obviously, the Grizzlies are going to keep that in-house, what happened. But, you know, as we've kind of talked about on the Sane show the other day, it sounds kind of to me like he's a it just sounds like a culmination of him just maybe not valuing time very well, you know, like not valuing his time and other people's time very well. And Jaren had a pretty baller quote about the whole GG situation. He said he told him, you're going to be one of the best players in the league. You need to start acting like it.
Yep.
What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, one, it's true. It's a good leadership moment just from Jaren, I think, which
100%.
Jaren somehow still gets slandered all over the Grizzlies community. So I don't understand it.
In this chat, Goon.
Well, Goon doesn't count. Goon at this point.
Goon doesn't count. Goon's family.
Which we see Goon back in here.
Goon's that crazy uncle sitting at the corner screaming at the wall, bro. Like, that's what he is.
Speaking of which, we're going to do this just for a second.
Where's my guy, Goon?
There we go. Ooh. Hey, Goon. There you go. Jaren comment. Okay, we're putting it back now. but one, it's a good leadership moment. Goon, shout out. Glad you're back. Missed you the last couple games. But two, when you have a player of Jaren Jackson Jr.'s caliber that is an all-star level defensive player of the year, potential all NBA player, if he could ever put it together and actually have his team healthy, that's saying something when it says you're going to be one of the best players in the league. It is. And the difference is, you know, I'm always hesitant when you hear stuff like that, like, oh, Jaren stamped him, because Ja stamped Zaire like 17 times at this point.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm kind of hesitant to buy into it. But we've seen it, and it's not been just in flashes. It's like, it's consistent, and it looks like it's going to be replicated night in and night out, which makes it different in my head. So it's twofold. One, Jaren's a great leader at this moment. Yep. Two, GG stamped. The stamp actually means something. Three, the kid's 19 years old.
19, bro. Oh,
I was skipping class left and right when I was 19 years old. Like, I'm just not worried about it.
There's a lot of people in this chat right now. There's a lot of people watching this show. When I was 19 years old, you know what my GPA was in college? I had to work.
Same as your age?
Lower.
1.2.
1.6. Dang. Like, you have to work. Like that takes work, bro.
Well,
so like, and that's what, and I think hearing what you're saying, like this kid showed up late to a few meetings. Okay, cool. He's 19 years old. When we were 19 years old, dog, I wasn't getting out of the, I mean, come on, man.
Well, like, I said on the last show, Daniel asked me if I want to say anything. I'm like, I don't know anything. I don't want to say something until it's a thing because I don't think it's a thing. And the reason was, dude, he's not, like, look at the interview with Shaq. He said the same thing you and me would do if Shaq was there. Maybe not. You may be cooler than me. But if Shaq got on there, I'd be like, oh, babe, this is Shaquille O'Neal. Like, that's hey, what
Shaquille O'Neal's in my ear right now.
Yeah. Like, oh, man, this is an honor. Like, I'm 30 years old. I'm late to meetings a lot of times now at 30 years old, right?
Exactly. We can just get away with it now.
Well, but what's good is I think the biggest question mark on Gigi coming out of South Carolina was, man, are the attitude problems really attitude problems? Like, is that going to be something? And you have seen the exact opposite since he's been on the Grizzlies. Been 100%. Completely open to criticism, went to the hustle, played his butt off till he earned his shot, earned his shot, made the most of it, but didn't take it for granted, has continued working, continued putting it in. So, listen, it's going to be continued growth. He does need to learn how to be a true pro. At the same time, man, he's 19 years old, and he just signed a huge contract, and he's killing it in the NBA. Yeah. He was a TNT player of the game.
Like, he's a win all the way through and through, man, all the way.
It's awesome. So I'm glad to see it. I'm yet to see anything about Gigi Jackson that has not been positive on my end.
So the chat is loving themselves some Lamar Stevens. Let's talk some Lamar Stevens.
That's actually what I was about to bring up because I want to talk about the new guys. And it wasn't just Lamar Stevens. Let's be honest. Jordan did some stuff tonight too. It was less impressive. But Lamar Stevens, especially the past two games, has shown something that I didn't expect. To be honest, I was a little bummed they didn't keep Met to because I was like, please get a center next to Jaren.
Right.
So I was a little bummed. But Stevens, man, he's been killing it. What stood out to you the most about him and his first two games as a Grizz? I mean, he's fresh to the team playing.
Unfortunately, I didn't get to watch the game. I think I was at the Tigers game covering that game. So I didn't get to watch the first game he played. I saw some highlights and it was specifically his ability. Like, what I've noticed is his ability to get his shot, get to his spots, get to where he wants to go with relative ease. And he had a play, I think, where he had the ball in the high post and he faced up the dude and jab stepped, dribbled once to the right, and then crossed over into the lane.
Yep.
You remember that play?
Yep.
Slick, bro. Like, that was slick. These guys, but I think what it says to me is these guys are good, man. Like, these guys that were playing in the NBA are just really good ball players. What I have noticed about these newbies that you're talking about is their ability to come in and assimilate on the defensive side of the court as well. Like, that to me has been pretty awesome. Like, when you are coming brand new onto a team and you're not one of the top dogs, one of the two places that I think you get a lot of struggle is on defense and on rebounding. And
yes,
and you haven't seen that with especially with a guy like Lamar Stevens coming in. I love the way he plays. I think he is a great, if he doesn't stick with the Grizzlies, man, or you know, wherever he's going to be in the league somewhere. He's a fantastic ball player.
And like D'Angelo saying, that dunk on Shingun was nasty work. That
dunk. Okay, awesome. Can I say this real quick, just as an aside? Alperen Sengun has become one of the most dislikable dudes in the NBA to me. For some reason. He has got the most punchable face in the NBA to me. Except for maybe Grayson Allen.
Nurkic. Listen, Draymond and Nurkic hating each other is like a dream come true for me because it's two of my most hated players.
You don't like Nurkic?
Dog.
I like Nurkic.
How could you like Nurkic?
I like Nurkic.
Oh, my God. No. Not at all. He's the same as Sengun. He's never committed a foul. That's true. Other than one where he like basically slaps you across the head and he goes,
yeah,
that's like, the only time Nurkic committed a foul.
Thank you for acknowledging the fact that you just clubbed dude in the side of the head. Yeah, yes. Appreciate that.
But I'm with, and it's It's funny because, you know, my wife, she's all of like 5 foot seven, maybe 5 foot eight. Yeah. That's probably pushing it. But she was a college basketball point guard, knows the game in and out. Can't stand guys like Şengün.
Yeah.
And Santi Aldama. Yeah. Hates it. Hates it because she's like, quit being soft. You're a big. Yeah. Go get the ball. She's screaming next to me. It's awesome.
I have recollections of, like, I think Powell was the start of that for, like, the kind of the European basketball player with that commit a foul and go, what?
It's like the shoulders up and this out. It's like, and that then used to drop. I mean, you kind of forgive it because of how unbelievable he is, but Jokic is the biggest one because he's like not just shorter, he's like,
yeah,
he's like full on like that, dude. Yeah. I think I just popped my neck. Ooh,
yeah, bro, careful. you pulled the AC joint on
these
that
guys are professional athletes. I mean, funny fact, I actually did sprain both these AC joints, so it happens quite a bit. Oh, wow. But back onto the Stevens thing, I do want to bring it up because I think the biggest thing to me was Stevens, and the reason that, like, you know, like you were saying, you're going to get a lot of guys in here like, oh, man, this guy can play. This guy can play. A la Jalen Noel. That's going to happen a lot. The reason guys like Stevens have a better chance of actually making it and, like, sticking with this is because of that defense. You know, yeah. The biggest thing about Dylan, I was like, the hardest thing to replace with Dylan Brooks is that you can put him on Steph Curry on Monday.
Yeah.
And you put him on Zion on Tuesday.
Right.
Like, that is hard to do. We just saw
Lamar Stevens do that.
He's undersized and he's guarding two bigs. Now, if you put him on Steph Curry, we'll see about the quickness thing. So we haven't seen him really guard a guard yet. Mm-hmm. But his ability at his size to get in the mix, get up against Şengün, get up against Zion, and actually do something about it is different. And that's not a skill set that's easily found in the NBA.
Do you think he sticks with the Grizzlies? Is there a pathway forward for him to stick?
Yes, there's a pathway forward for anyone that has a particular skill set like that.
Okay.
Anyone that can do that. Now, again, we've seen it for two games. We'll see what happens. But again, that's one of those things that sort of, you can't teach being able to be undersized and guard guys like that. So I think it could translate and could come over. The problem is, and the thing I always kind of caution people against is you will have Marcus Smart, Desmond Bane, John Morant, Brandon Clark. That's four guys coming back. Yeah. And then you look at the rotation you already have. Let's go Vince, Jaren, Luke, Vince, Gigi.
That's
your eight.
Yeah.
Santi, who, despite how infuriating he has been, does fit when you have better players around him. If he's gone tomorrow, I'm okay with it. Like, if they traded him for something, I wouldn't be bothered. At the same time, he does fit okay with this team as a top 8 to 10 guy.
Absolutely.
But you're already at 9.
And then you could add, I mean, honestly, you could add Conchar to that 10th. Imagine, like, I know we're here to talk about the Houston Rockets game, the win tonight, but just with the emergence of Vince and Gigi, look at what it's done to the roster, to the depth of the roster in terms of your back end, right? Like,
yes.
Your back-end rotation player, your worst back-end rotation player could be Gigi Jackson next year.
It's awesome. It's awesome.
Are you kidding me?
Awesome. Listen, and what it's done, honestly, the biggest thing is now you don't have to go get Mikal Bridges.
Right.
You don't have to go get 4 or 5 first. No. Maybe you still should. I don't know.
Maybe you should. If they're giving Mikal away, I'll take them. You know,
right? Well, yeah, exactly. But they're just gonna go down with the ship, apparently, over there in Brooklyn. They lost by 60 tonight.
I think it was 50, 60, something like that.
50, yeah, 60. I want to go see that number. It was astounding. But what it is now, 50. They lost by 50. No big deal. You can build around Mikal. You only have to get centers. You are a starting center and a backup competent big away. That's it. And even that, the competent backup is, you may not need it, right? But you do.
Yeah.
I think we've seen enough Jaren at the 5 to know he's passable. It's not the best version of this team. The best version of this team is Jaren at the 4. So it's opened up a lot of things for the team. But
Gigi, okay. tweeted out from Bluff City Media, or from Bluff City Grizzlies Twitter account. Gigi was doing a post game show just a few minutes ago. Uh-oh. Listen to this quote. He said Gigi Jackson said Dylan Brooks is a weird guy. said he asked him for a follow at the free throw line, but he ignored him.
What? He asked him for a follow, like a Twitter follow?
A Twitter follow? Deuce-tron.
Dog, that's just an age thing. If I was out here playing basketball and someone asked me for a Twitter follow, I'd ignore them too. I'd be like, what? Yeah. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Like, what are you talking about?
To the car? Are you afraid? Like, I don't know what you'd be asking about there. So he's not wrong. Dylan is a weird dude. That's also a weird question to get asked in the middle of a basketball game. All right, we're gonna go to break here in just a second, but I do want to bring up this because it's just a classic every time it comes up. Shout out to King Meeks once again, challenging Zaire to a wrestling match. Loser leaves Memphis on Beale Street at whatever time King Meeks designates, I suppose. Listen, King Meeks, always bring that in here. It is always fun to see you challenge somebody to a wrestling match. Maybe throw LaRavia in there. Just saying that. Actually, I've been told maybe I should be nicer. So it's okay. We don't want anybody to leave town. But all right. We're going to go to a little break here. We're going to have a quick break. And then after we come back, we are going to hop into some fun stuff. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Here's commercial.
Yeah. But Vince Williams is the closest thing we've seen to Tony Allen.
100%
Tony Allen. I think that has been really thrown around very loosely in a kind of just joking manner for a lot of people, because you know everybody for the love that we have for TA, big factor in this franchise. We throw that thing around. We throw that grindson thing around lightly because it's kind of funny on Twitter. But he is the closest thing to Tony Allen that has been so far in a Memphis uniform. And I think that's D'Anthony Melton might have been the other, but to your point, that's what made me think about this is that the fearlessness that he plays with, that's what Tony Allen played with. Did not care who you were. He doesn't see a name on that.
Tune in to The Daily Grind with Mark King and Luke Hatmaker at 1 p.m. every Monday through Friday, live on the Bluff City Media YouTube channel.
Man, what a voiceover on that ad read. That was just the voice of an angel there. At the end,
listen, man. I have a microphone voice that I like to use.
Listen, it's better than me. I'm like, babe, I sound like such a dork. But hey, I'm entertaining. Wayne said I'm an upgrade from Daniel. So
you are an upgrade from Daniel. That's the truth.
I appreciate it. I really appreciate when people give me my flowers. And
flowers.
Flowers.
Did you get flowers today?
No, I did not get flowers. I don't believe in this holiday. But if you need some last minute flowers, 9 o'clock at night, my time, 10 o'clock yours, might be a little late. But tomorrow's a great time to call Pews. You know Pews. From flower shops to commercial landscape maintenance, Pews has been around for 30 plus years servicing the Mid-South. But did you know that Pews also does residential lawn care? Pews residential spray can take care of all your weed control and fertilization needs. If you want to create that perfect weed-free lawn, then call Pews Residential Spray today for a free estimate. 901-633-2118 and let them know that the Grizz 901 crew sent you. And remember, with Pews, you get big company strength, small company values. So,
what is that? Did you press the button?
Who is that?
I can't believe we have somebody else here.
We're immediately downgraded. We just lost 12 viewers.
It immediately went down to six viewers.
We can't not do Grizz trivia. Let's just be honest.
Viewership just tanked.
And do what is going on here? I saw somebody, and what's his name? No Grizz trivia tonight. King Meeks, I'm here for Grizz trivia.
Yeah, boy.
All right, I am back. Let's go ahead and get into it. I've listened to your show. It sucked, but I'm here to make it better. Tonight, I have Grizz trivia. This is for both of you. I have two questions. I'm going to go ahead and start with one. But I brought two just in case you get that one. Tonight, officially at the moment, There is a former Grizzlies player that leads the league in three-point percentage. We just faced Dylan Brooks. So who is the other former Grizzlies that leads the entire league in three-point percentage? Kenny.
Is it my most hated Grizzly of all time?
God, I hope so.
Me and you were talking. I'm terrible at trivia, by the way. You should have seen the last time I tried to do this. It took me 45 minutes to get an answer right. Is it Grayson Allen?
It is Grayson Allen with 48.8%. He is leading Kawhi Leonard by 3.5%.
Whew, that's going to be good enough volume, too.
That's smoking, ladies and gentlemen. Smoking. I got another one. I got another
one. That's a good voice, Daniel.
Great job, dude. Also, shout out Kenny. Crushing this trivia.
Do the voice the rest of the time, please.
All right, Kenny, we got here is...
don't.
All right, we got the... We have the winning percentage against the entire NBA over all of time.
King Meek said Roddy.
All right, so the Grizzlies have a...
I was going to say Tillman, honestly.
So the Grizzlies officially, within the entire franchise, have a winning record against just a few teams, not many. I believe it's 7 total, and realistically it's 5, and there's 3 teams that are tied, right, for that 5th spot. So that makes it, 7. I want to ask you, do you know who the Grizzlies have the best winning percentage against in the entire league of all time? And if you give me, go ahead and give them to me, and then I will go and see who it might be, and maybe we can work through some.
Are we talking, are we putting a cap or a limit on the amount of games that the Grizzlies would have to have played 50, this team?
50 plus
games.
They've played everybody 50 plus.
I'm going to say.
Oh, have they? Okay, never mind.
Charlotte
Hornets are the 11th. They have a losing percentage against the Charlotte Hornets of all time.
Oh, Chris Paul used to play in Charlotte. Yeah, dang, I should have thought about that.
It's true.
To murder us.
Let's go. King Meeks. Womp, womp, womp.
Trailblazers.
That was going to be my next guess. That's a good. I like that.
They are 16th on the list. The Grizzlies have a 0.447%.
Dang.
They played 103 games. They're 46-57 against them.
I thought that was a good guess. That was exactly where I was going next. All right.
Let me give you something real quick. There are 0 teams in the Western Conference that they have a winning percentage against.
Oh.
So then a clear – okay. Then let's go Atlanta?
Say Atlanta.
I can't find them on this list. 18th.
That was the Hawks?
41.
We're terrible at this one. 41%. This is not going very well. Let me pull up. I gotta make sure I remember the actual.
My boy Goon said Milwaukee.
Milwaukee is the 6th place. They have a 0.509%. They have 2 other teams that are tied with them that are from the East as well. Another team that is amazing, another team that sucks.
I'm going to go with Detroit.
Detroit is a team that sucks, and they have a same exact win percentage, 0.509. Okay. Look at King Meeks doing work over here. Boston is not no way near on
no
this
way.
List.
Dude. Say, they no get, way.
They have the
just
work.
The past actually, few years have ruined that one.
19-37 against them all time.
Oh, Cleveland.
Oh,
no, they're way down there. Well, they're there. 22nd, 0.389, 21-33 against them.
Ruh-roh. That was off. Washington.
Washington is the winner.
Okay.
LOL.
Got it right off the bat.
Did he get it? How long ago did he get this?
He just put it up.
Oh, okay, good. I was like, Jesus.
That was the Brooklyn 99. Hot damn.
I didn't see anybody with Washington. So it's Washington as a 0.556. They're 30-24. 29-24 against Brooklyn Nets, 29-25 against the Magic, the Knicks, Pistons, Bucks, and then the 76ers. That's the only team, seven of all time, that they have a winning percentage against.
Dang.
Yep.
Got to beat Charlotte, man.
Got to beat Charlotte. What's going on?
That was a good one. That was a good one. That was fun.
That was a good one. Appreciate that. Appreciate that, guys. Listen, the show's been great. I don't want to interrupt too much, but I thought I'd come over here and bring some enjoyment to you.
I mean, you literally hijacked the entire show.
Yeah, you don't want
thank
to,
you, though.
You literally,
hey, do. I don't want to, but I'm about to. All right, that's what I'm. That's what's going to happen.
It's all right. Did you enjoy Valentine's dinner? Were you a good dad tonight?
Listen, I was. I cooked steaks. I don't know what else I cooked. Brussels sprouts, asparagus, okra, mashed potatoes. I don't know. I put a bunch of stuff together. It is what it is.
The girls ate it. That's all that matters.
Listen, the kids ate it up. My wife actually liked it too, so we're all good.
But it's a win tonight.
Yeah, I won.
Two wins. Got a Grizzlies win and a dad win tonight.
Yeah, I want to ask a question. So I saw this going around Grizz Twitter, and they were saying that they really wish they would have looked at. I guess that maybe Jenkins would have noticed or put Gigi back in the game potentially to get another rebound. Agree or disagree? The reason is because Gigi could have became the youngest player of all time to get 20 points and eight and was it
10 rebounds? 10. Yeah.
Kenny, any thoughts on that? Do you think Jenkins should have, or somebody should have notified him like, hey, this has potential, like sliding back in there?
I mean, the game was kind of in balance, was kind of out of, they kind of pulled away at the very end, but it wasn't like, I would have wondered why they didn't have him in there in the first place. You know, they had Lamar Stevens in. Lamar played well, but Gigi obviously is one of the better players on the team right now. So, but yeah, I mean, if he had known, and I think that's the bench's job to make sure he knows that that's going on, because I can guarantee you TJ had no clue that was happening. You know, like he had no clue. Yeah. So it's not like it was a purposeful, like, hey, man, screw Gigi and his being late for meetings. Let's.
Yeah, I'm on the same line. I don't think he probably knew. And to be honest, I don't think anybody was paying that close of attention because, I mean, with a minute left, the game was still like not out of reach. Right. I mean, they were still closing it out until literally the last minute of the game. So, wasn't the priority, and as many times as people have yelled at Taylor for killing lineups that are doing well, it kind of
Lamar was beasting, so like
you kind of roll with the guy who had it. So it'd been awesome for him to do it, obviously. But listen, Gigi is already having an unbelievable season, especially considering where it was really supposed to go. When he came into the league,
Grizzlies Twitter needs to stop manufacturing reasons to like hate on Taylor Jenkins, to be honest with you. Like, there's enough reasons out there to say, and I'm not on y'all's show every single time, so like I can sit here, I'm gonna say this and I'm gonna walk out, like, and not come back for a while. But like, I just think it's silly the level of critique that he gets. Like, is he really being critiqued that Gigi didn't get the 10th rebound tonight? Guys, Get a life, honestly.
You know they were saying that Roddy was going to go to Phoenix and get utilized correctly and thrive.
On the bench.
That was a take because he wasn't getting used right by Taylor.
I'm going to be honest. I kind of said that he would thrive there, and he hasn't seen a minute. Now, I'm not saying that he was being done wrong in Memphis. I thought he would do well in Phoenix, and maybe he will. Maybe it just needs time to actually. Maybe the All-Star break, and that's their plan to get him in, you know, because they're a good team. You don't bring in Lamar Stevens on your team and just plug and play if you're good. You can possibly put him in, if you're good, but it is what it is. But overall, that's probably one of them saying that.
Oh, I said when I was asked who would get more points or who would get more minutes with their new teams, Roddy or Tillman, and I said Roddy by far. Was I wrong? God. I don't know how many. I don't know if Tillman's played at all, but Roddy's played zero. So
that's like just like binoculars looking for him on the bench.
Right.
Which again, you're throwing him onto a team with Kevin Durant and Bradley Beal and Devin Booker. You don't just get put into the rotation for no reason with that. I still think Roddy's going to have an NBA career, just like everyone knows X is going to have an NBA career. It's just a matter of how it pans out. Roddy can contribute. He was just, I mean, it was a disaster season for him, just like it was everyone else in Memphis this year. So,
All right, well, listen, I'm going to get out of here. You are killing it as always, and so I'm going to get out. But yes, Xavier Tillman is hurt. King Meeks, he should be.
Yeah, he's not playing.
I would assume the same thing. They're going to try to hold him out, just like they're. I would imagine Roddy through the All-Star break. There's no reason to push.
Yeah,
you're good. Your record's good. A loss here and there for not playing a Tillman or a Roddy won't affect you at all. And so, I think they're going to be okay.
Yeah, it's going to be all right. But
Nate admitted that he was scared that they were going to that the Grizzlies were going to match the Detroit Pistons losing streak. So that's why he's happy tonight.
It crept into my mind. Listen, it's like I come off as an eternal optimist. It's because I always have the worst case scenario. Just
you are a glass. I have learned this about Nate. He is a glass half empty dude. Like he is ready to pull the plug at any moment, man. Just
listen, fire alarms all around. I got them all ready for us. Drink my Kool-Aid. You won't have to drink another Kool-Aid in your life. All right, Daniel, thanks for hopping in and bringing us the Grizz trivia. I'm sending us to a quick break. We're going to come back with a quick Bucks game preview. And then that's probably going to be it for tonight. See you on the other side.
What do you think is more of a priority for this team? Because you're starting to hear a lot of rumors coming out about teams that are willing to make trades. I'm a big wing guy. This is Memphis. We barbecue and wing city. So I also understand the importance of big men. The best players in the league are all bigs.
If you're making a player in a lab, absolutely you want to build a Paul George player. You want to build the big wing, you know, Kevin Durant, whatever. Like,
G.G. Jackson.
Or G.G. Jackson, which actually I was thinking about. Well, what about G.G., Anthony? Right. But unfortunately, those guys aren't out there. And, like, even when you start naming specific names of guys you want to get, like, the quality drop-off goes down quick. I do think the Grizzlies' easiest avenue to immediately improving next year and getting on the cusp of like being, you know, like a Western Conference finalist, or maybe if you get all the great breaks going your way, is improving your center spot. Just because, but there's just more of those guys I feel like available to help you out.
Tune in to the Anthony Sain Show Wednesdays and Fridays at 12 p.m. weekly on the Bluff City Media YouTube channel.
Welcome back on this beautiful Valentine's Day evening where the Grizzlies broke their losing streak, found themselves a win against the Houston Rockets and the lovely, lovely Dylan Brooks, who never wanted to lose to Memphis again.
I'm watching a clip right now of – isn't Desert Squirrel somebody that's in our chat a lot on the show? Am I wrong on that?
Was. I haven't seen him in a while. Why?
He just posted a video of Vincent Dylan in the game tonight, where Vince was walking up on him. Dylan was taking the ball out of bounds, and Dylan threw the ball at his feet, and Vince kicked it into the stands.
I did not send – you guys send that to me.
Send that to you?
Yeah,
oh send that God, to me. Oh, my God, it's wild. I'm like, what in the world? Vince is a psycho, man. I love that dude so much.
We were talking about due to some things that may or may not have transpired in the past couple of days – having the right screws loose versus the wrong screws loose.
Yeah.
Vince has all the right screws loose. Like, at first I couldn't care less about the Rising Stars Challenge. I'm like, whatever. But then I remembered those guys play actual basketball.
Yeah.
And Vince is the craziest person on the court at all times. I want to go see it. Other than Isaiah Stewart, who got into another altercation.
Somebody in our Discord was like, why would the police get called about a brawl in a basketball game? I'm like, homie, it was at the arena, not during a game. It was in the back tunnel. That's called assault, man.
Listen, if it's in a game, you just go to therapy and then come on your podcast and talk.
Yeah.
Make fun of the fact you were suspended at all a couple weeks later. That's
fun of the therapy. Yeah.
So clearly it wasn't in a game. I'd be absolutely right. Real quick, again, Valentine's Day. Thanks for everybody hopping in here with us. Hope you are enjoying time with someone else, but you can be spending it with us. Hey, we're here talking into a camera, so we're glad you're here with us, keeping us from being lonely tonight. But the main celebrator of Valentine's Day, I know, proud sponsor of the show, Heaven's Healthy Kitchen. Saw him in there tonight. Grizz played well. Credit to HHK's Valentine's Meals. But Heaven's Healthy Kitchen, grassroots business that started right here in Memphis. Chef Smith is a Memphian that promotes healthy eating and wellness. You looking to cook at home? Go get Chef Smith's cookbook right off Amazon and download it today. Heaven's Healthy Kitchen continues to do monthly pop-ups, so stay tuned when the next one pops up. Go check out Heaven's Healthy Kitchen at www.orderhhk.com, serving and catering plant-based and vegan gourmet foods straight to you. Listen, Daniel, if you weren't here last show, tried like 7 different meals on the show.
Was it good? Did he like it?
Oh, yeah, he loved it. I saw him sort of digging when we were at break. I could see him digging and taking a few extra bites in between breaks. Yeah. Yeah, he loved it. And honestly, as old as he is, I'm surprised he didn't just have heartburn.
Acid reflux on deck, like immediately.
Listen, testament to the good food and the quality food that comes out of Heaven's Healthy Kitchen.
Dude, like, Chef honestly, Smith is amazing, man.
Dude, I eat such trash. I'm drinking scotch right now. Probably shouldn't. Not great for me. But I could benefit from switching over to HHK. Proud sponsor of the show and truly proud sponsor. They are in here all the time. Chef Smith is coming in and talking in the chat. So love them, support them. Give them a shout. The food is really, really good. And is Memphian born and raised. So go give him a shout, check it out, see what it's about. And there was one comment before we get into game preview I got to bring up. And I got to bring it up because I can't answer it honestly. So Kenny, bringing it to you.
Okay.
Stevens or Roddy? I'm too biased to answer this question honestly.
I don't think, number one, I don't think we've seen enough of Lamar Stevens to have that. But, I mean, I just don't. I don't think Roddy is as good as you think he is.
Fair.
Not to show glasses. Yeah, I mean, listen, I will say David Roddy is clearly the best of all the guys that we've had these discussions about, right? Like, that's why he got traded, because literally nobody else could get traded. I mean, dude, let's be real. The Killian Hayes situation is to show you exactly what Zaire and Jake's trade value is. Like, hey bro, we're good, we're not gonna send you any pick, we're just gonna release dog. Like, that that's wild to me. Like, so of course, in terms of David Roddy, like, and his status on the team when Jake and Zaire were getting minutes, David was better. He was a serviceable dude, he could do things. I need to see more of Lamar before I can have that discussion. I just think I love what I see out of Lamar. I love the fact that I take it as a badge of honor for the Grizzlies that they're able to bring dudes like Lamar Stevens in and then assimilate into that culture and be automatically productive. That says more to me about Grizzlies, the Grizzlies organization, than it does about Lamar Stevens. And so, because we already have gone through it, the top 10 rotation for next year doesn't have Lamar Stevens in it. And so I'm like, I'm cool on that conversation. Like, I think Lamar's playing well, but Lamar Stevens or David Roddy ain't going to be in the rotation next year anyway. So whatever.
Yeah.
Whoever's on the team.
Lamar's going to have to do a lot more than 2 games what he's been doing. Now, he's doing all the right stuff. It's just same thing you're saying. We haven't seen enough. I wanted to ask you because, like I said, I have rose-colored glasses when it comes to old David Roddy. So I don't think I can answer it super honestly.
How did you feel? I wasn't on the show the last time you were the first time when you came back. How did you feel? Like, were you pretty devastated by the situation?
I was heartbroken.
Yeah.
I was in shambles. I was like, my marriage might be over. Like Sarah said, Sarah
questioning everything.
You're officially not a draft expert anymore. Like I might have to leave. it was
is she
obviously sad for me? Go ahead.
She as much of a Roddy fan as you are?
Yeah, she loved Roddy. For the same reason I love Roddy and she doesn't like Santi, which is like, you can say what you want about David Roddy. The dude was not soft.
No.
He was not afraid to put his nose in it. He played hard every night, and I love that. It just, he almost played too hard sometimes.
Yeah. Sorry to keep interrupting you, but I play David Roddy on NBA 2K. And I play him as a 4 because he can't do anything else on 2K. And he's 6. He's my height. He's 6'4". It's one of those things where if he's put, like, what is his place in this league? Like, that would be my question moving forward. Is a 6'4" bruiser? Well, he's going to, I mean, he's like, is that his, is, or is he going to be on the wing trying to shoot 3? He's just not. He's not consistent enough with that. Like, you know, what's his role? That's my big question for him.
He is a mix it up guy, but he's got to be able to hit corners. He doesn't have to hit wing threes. He doesn't really have to even hit top of the key threes. He's got to hit the corner three.
Yeah.
Because he's not a threat if he can't. If he can, it opens up a lot of game for him, and he's sort of a spark plug, rebound, drive to the basket and surprise you type of guy. But if he can't hit that corner three, it's all a moot point.
Well, and the problem with, you know, we typecast players all the time, right? And say, okay, let's comp these dudes and kind of figure out who their equivalent is from guys that we've seen before. The obvious choice would be PJ Tucker, right? That kind of corner three. The problem is he's not a defender like PJ Tucker.
Right.
He's not a rebounder like PJ Tucker. Which is surprising.
If Roddy could defend the way that, I'm still not unconvinced he could do it, because I think we've seen it from time to time.
100%.
If he could defend, he'd still be a Memphis Grizzly.
Absolutely. If he was a defender at the level or the intensity that PJ Tucker is, he'd be on the Grizzlies. He'd be in the league for 20 years. No doubt. Right.
And the thing is, again, it's been such a disaster season. I'm just not quick to jump to judgment on any of these guys with this season. And last year, coming out of last year, David Roddy, you would have been shocked if he came in and had a mega disappointing season. He's had a mega disappointing season, but at the same time, he's been asked to do a million things he should have been asked to do.
Has he had a mega disappointing season, or had the Grizzlies just had a mega disappointing season? Because I do feel like
that's the point.
He played, he was fine.
Like, well, he couldn't hit shots. He dribbled off his leg. But it's the same thing. He's being asked to do all these things he shouldn't be being asked to do.
Yeah.
That was a problem, in my opinion. So I still think David Roddy will figure it out. Maybe he won't be the PJ Tucker-esque player that I, like you said, typecast him as.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm like, I'm not out on him at all. I still think he can be successful. Just like X is definitely going to be successful. Also, I see all the X hates Boston stuff. I would not be shocked if X ends up being back on the Grizzlies as an unrestricted free agent. Just saying, if he's that unhappy somewhere else, which who knows, it may just be Twitter videos, but would love to see it. Last thing I want to throw up here before we head into the preview, just because it's hilarious. King Meeks keeps bringing the heat. Giannis' brother, so sorry, makes Zaire look like Eddie Jones on the Lakers.
What's his name? Thanapolis? Is that his
Thanasis?
Name? Thanasis. Have you seen the video that's going around Twitter today?
The 8-second violation?
The 8-second violation? Where his teammates froze him. Why did this mug think he should bring the ball up the court? I'm so confused, man.
Well, and then they get to the other side of the court on the next possession. He's calling, demanding the ball, and he dribbles it off his leg.
Dude, listen. I'm telling you. The Antetokounmpo's run Milwaukee, like, it's the Godfather gangster type stuff. It's, like,
yeah, it's getting more and more clear every day, and it's goofy. It's gotten to the point where, like, Giannis went from possibly the most likable player in the NBA
to not so much.
Yeah, it's not even like dislike. I'm just like,
what was it for you? Was it the ball? Like, give me the ball, freaking out on who were they playing that night? Was it the Pacers? Yeah, it was the Pacers, wasn't it?
Who knows?
Yeah, man. I think he freaked out because he wanted his ball because he hit like 60 points or something like that.
It's a buildup of all of those types of moments for me.
Yeah.
That, and it's like the corny press conference jokes have now turned into, like, he talked about his sexual partner in his last press conference or interview or something. I don't even remember the quote. I just remember reading it being like I said, I'm not like, oh, I hate that guy. I'm like, ugh.
Like cringe. Like the king of cringe he's turning into the cringiest dude in the NBA right now.
I don't like it. And then Dame's laughing at his brother on the bench. It's all hilarious. All right, speaking of the Bucks, we got the Bucks coming up tomorrow night, back-to-back, last game for the All-Star break. Personally, I wanted to win tonight. That was what I wanted heading to the break. Tomorrow is house money, but what are your expectations for tomorrow night? You think we get a full Grizzlies, well, full Grizzlies as we know them now roster.
No, we're not. No, Ja's not going to make a sudden return tomorrow night.
I have to say. Listen, do you think Jaren, Vince, Gigi, and the gang play, or do you think we see a lot of Lamar Stevens? And
yeah, I think probably going into the All-Star break, there's going to be quite a bit of these guys. Like, the worst thing you can do with a player that's going to have a high usage rate in a game the day before the All-Star game is play them high usage, because they're going to be so kind of checked out, right? Like, especially right. They're not fighting for anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it were me, could you imagine the luck of the Grizzlies if, let's say, Jaren, not to put this out into the universe, but if Jaren got hurt?
You're putting it into the universe.
I shouldn't have said it. My bad. I take that back.
Well, luckily, we see Jaren. We think he's hurt every game because of he's laying on the floor. Which we didn't even – thank God they won that game tonight, so we didn't have to talk about the Jaren foul machine. We'll save that for after the All-Star break. But, yeah, I don't even want to think about that, dude. That's gross. That hurts my ears.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I what to expect. I mean, I think Milwaukee probably will win the game.
mean, Well, it's hilarious being on the other side, because Dane is always like, what do you think about this game? And I'm like, the Grizzlies should be big-time underdogs. Who are they playing? Doesn't matter.
Who are they playing? They're playing Boston? Yeah, they're going to get beat by 60. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
You know. Listen, they haven't lost by 50 yet this year, I think.
Good point.
I think they've lost by 40 or something, but not 50. So,
yeah.
At least we have that.
I mean, I just, in terms of previewing this game, like, I got nothing for you other than Milwaukee's better than Memphis, and Memphis doesn't have an NBA lineup. So, they're probably going to lose this game, but they're going to fight their ass off. That's what they're going to do. That's what they're going to do.
Well, the only hope the Grizzlies have is that the Bucks are more checked out than they are,
right?
Like, that's the only possible swing I see with the game, is you got guys like Lamar Stevens and Jordan Goodwin, and maybe Scottie Pippen Jr. hurt.
Is he hurt? Because I was wondering why
he was actually hurt.
Is he hurt? Because I didn't see him play. Chat, is he hurt?
I don't know. Yeah, chat, let us know if he's hurt, because I don't know if he is or isn't. But either way, you got a bunch of guys who are playing for NBA jobs, not just for anything else, versus a bunch of guys who got like 2 wins since Doc Rivers came over. One's brother is the joke of the league. The other one continues to get more unlikable. Dame Lillard going through some personal stuff. Like you said, I don't want to hate on him too much, but it's not look like Dame Lillard this year, to say the least. So there's a chance those guys are like, man, get me to the All-Star break even more than the Grizzlies are.
Are you surprised that Milwaukee has struggled so badly with Doc?
No.
Like, that feels like to me, I know they were trying, they weren't trying to do this, because Giannis will burn the whole place down if they do. But that felt like to me like a punt on the season, to change a coach midway through the year the way they did, after having the record. I mean, maybe there was a lot of – listen, I'm not in Milwaukee, so I don't know all the stuff that was going on there in that organization. But that felt messy as hell, and it felt like there is no way that the Milwaukee Bucks are going to be better this year after making that move.
I think the opposite, actually. When I look at that, I think it's the opposite. I look at that, and I think that is a team who knows that their window is tight, and they're doing everything they can to try and make it work. Because there's no punting on a season when you have Giannis, Antetokounmpo, and Damian Lillard on your team.
When I say punt the season, I mean inadvertently punting the season. Like,
maybe
that felt like a desperate. That felt like a desperate move to me for a non-desperate team. I don't understand. Like, it felt like something Charlotte would do.
Well, I'm actually gonna. I can't believe I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna bring up Daniel's comment.
Oh, good Lord.
Giannis called for that move.
No, 100%.
That's what – and that's it. I think that is the beginning and end of all of it. I think Giannis didn't like Adrian Griffin, and that's all she wrote. Listen, the fact that Giannis Antetokounmpo has an NBA job is all you need to know. Like, that's – like, that Giannis, like you said, runs that town. Like, that is how that works. And so that was what happened there, and – it was, but I don't, I'm not convinced it's a result of the coaching. Like, we saw Doc Rivers come in, who, despite all the stuff that goes on in the postseason, Doc Rivers has always been recognized as an amazing coach, at least until the playoffs.
He's
also won an NBA championship. So you can say he had an unbelievable team. He did. Guess what? All NBA teams that win championships have in common
are awesome.
They're all awesome. So they're
pretty freaking unbelievable.
That's how that goes. Regardless of all that, Doc Rivers making a coaching switch midseason, never going to go well.
Yeah.
Ever. But like I said at the beginning, like I didn't like getting rid of Drew Holiday and inserting Damian Lillard.
Yeah.
I didn't like it. And it's not because I think Drew Holiday can do all the things Damian Lillard can do. It's, hey, Drew Holiday does what you need him to do on offense, and he does the Lord's work on defense.
Man.
And that's like, you don't just replace that, you know? So I think they got bigger problems in Milwaukee than Doc Rivers, for sure. And I think they had bigger problems than Budenholzer. Like, I didn't necessarily agree with that when they fired Budenholzer. Much less
You think Milwaukee has declined? You think that their team is getting old? Like Chris Middleton, two straight seasons of, I mean, he's like 20.1, 20.4, 20.5 for three straight seasons, then drops to like 15 and 14 this year. Brooke Lopez, you know, are we seeing a level of decline in those guys? I know, listen, they're 35 and 20. Let's not, I don't want to.
Right.
I don't want to pull the cord on Milwaukee and be like, okay, they need to, you know, whatever. They're still way up there. But I think it's pretty clear that there's something wrong within that team this year. They're not who they were.
They're not who they are, but I don't, and there's definitely some decline. Like that's part of it. Middleton's one, dealt with a bunch of injuries, but two is getting older. Brooke Lopez getting older. But you don't see a decline like that with the pieces remaining mostly the same.
Yeah.
That quick and in that way. It's just not how that goes. It's more so that team can't figure out what they want to do. They don't mesh. There's no chemistry. And I don't know if it's more of a, hey, Giannis just started taking over everything. That could be.
That's it.
Listen, I have no insider knowledge to say that's exactly what's happening. But, dude, the chemistry is not there.
It's not there.
Like, you watch that team at the end of games, they do not know what they're going to and who they're going to, which is ridiculous. I saw people saying, hey, they got a closer in Dame Lillard. I'm like, dog, you got Giannis Antetokounmpo. What do you mean you got a closer? You literally have Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, man. He won a championship. Like, Giannis won a championship with the Milwaukee Bucks. Like, he's your closer. And it's clear Dame is not, maybe it's some personal issues he's going through. You know, maybe it's all that kind of stuff, but that mesh has not happened yet. And Drew Holiday was that guy for them. He could do everything for them. So it's an interesting team this year. I've kind of convinced myself the Grizzlies are probably going to win tomorrow night now that we've had this Milwaukee discussion.
Well, just have your bottle of scotch ready.
Right. Daniel, look what Daniel said. Daniel said, Bucks are one of five teams that can win the championship. They're going to be fine.
Well, the thing is, on paper, he's not wrong.
Like, he's not wrong. No. They got Giannis. They got Dame.
We could go to the All-Star break, get a few days off, collect their thoughts, come back, and just like wreck the league. They have the talent to do that.
Yeah.
The problem is they've had the talent to do that all year, and something has just not looked right. Is that more than just not looking right? It doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
Didn't feel right when you watch the team. So they could, but we'll see. I'm not going to go as far as you to say, hey, I'm expecting a win tomorrow night at this point.
We haven't switched to that point yet. Yeah. I think the Grizzlies are going to win tomorrow night. I think they, hammer the line. No, just
heard it here first. Bet your entire month's income on the Grizzlies to win tomorrow night. Honestly, if they pull it out, you're going to get like 6 months worth of income. So
go ahead
and bet that money line if you're confident in Kenny. Personally, I will be over here not doing that. And we got good old Chuck hopping here.
Oh, sorry.
Pat Bev effect after the All-Star break. Listen, honestly, if you told me there's one man that could save the Bucks, it might be Pat Bev.
It might be Pat
Bev. Mr. Chemistry himself. All the hating I did on him.
Oh, the dude. God.
Pat makes Bev. Guys go. I'm sorry. Now we'll bring up the comment you're going to bring up. Last thing we'll talk about. Guess the spread of the game versus the Bucks.
I cheated because I was looking at the game cast, so I know what the line is.
Okay, don't tell me. Don't tell me. I'm going to go opening line 16.5.
9.5.
9.5?
Mm-hmm.
The Grizzlies were like 19.5 point dogs the other night.
10.5. 10.5.
10.5?
Yeah.
Man, look at me hating on the Grizz. They were like an 18-point underdog to somebody like a week ago. I thought for sure they'd be worse than that against the Bucks. Hey, Vegas sees what we
see. Maybe they know.
Not right.
Maybe they know something's going on. Listen, I look at it like the Tigers. Tigers won 10 straight games. Memphis Tigers basketball program. They won 10 straight games. Everybody's like, oh, the number 10 in the country. I was saying it. And everybody else was going, man, something's off here, man. Like, something's wrong. Something's off. And we're all like, chill, bro. They're winning games. They're winning games. And then they go on a four-game losing streak, and now they're, you know, about to get bounced out of the NCAA tournament. So, anyway.
And then people do victory laps on being right about
this. This is the Milwaukee Bucks. They're winning games, but something ain't right.
Yeah, something's not right. Hey, this is the beginning of their Tigers losing streak. Here we go. We'll see. I should have asked you that. I'm not as plugged in with Tigers. I should have asked what Tigers fans are mad about now. Tigers fans are mad about something.
Well, they're mad that Jaden Hardaway's playing. They're mad that David Jones turns the ball over a lot, which he also scores 25 points plus.
Fun to say. That sounds about right. That's more of what I was getting towards.
they're mad that the media likes to hate on Penny and talk about some of the things that he says. He says things in post games like, "Hey, we got chemistry issues."
Expects people to not talk about it,
and then calls us ludicrous when we talk about it. I'm like, "All right, bro, cool."
you can't say, "Hey, you got selfish guys," and then not be like, "There's something in the locker room." What are you talking about?
Yeah, ludicrous. What are you talking about? Ludicrous. I can't believe you would say such a thing.
No. Well, like I said, I love just coming back with the Tigers fans always mad at something.
Always mad at something.
You win the Natty, they're going to be mad you didn't win by double digits.
That's it, right?
Tigers fans.
Well, they should have won by 15.
You should have won by 25.
Yeah, listen, that might sound exactly like those guys. All right, Kenny, we are way over time. I expected it to be a short one, but then the Grizzlies went and won a game. So here we are, hour later. Daniel wasn't supposed to be on the show. Per usual, the Grizzlies win. Per usual, Daniel finds a way to make it about him, but that's okay. We keep going. Kenny, thank you so much for joining, man. Appreciate you spending your Valentine's night with us.
Shout out, Nate. Appreciate you, bro.
All right. Everybody in the comment section, thank you so much for joining us. We will be back tomorrow night. Should be back to our normal rotation. I don't know. Maybe I'll make dinner for my daughters that don't exist quite yet or something like
Dang!
That.
We'll Shots see, fired.
We'll be back here tomorrow night, back here with you. Maybe. With the Grizz win over the Bucks, go ahead and bet your check on it. Kenny said he'll refund you if you lose. But that's all we got for tonight. Until tomorrow night, be nice. Tell your friends.